I talk about the business side of basketball training because that's what makes this podcast different. At least that's what I like to believe. But I don't think it means that business is the only thing that matters. I've been stuck on thinking about something that Carl Jacobs mentioned a long time ago about getting certain certifications for mobility, for stretching, for strength and conditioning, things that will help the athlete as a whole. But then I always come back to, man, if you don't have this thing set up to where it makes fiscal, financial sense, then it's hard to have the longevity and the peace of mind to actually focus on doing the job that we want to do for our trainees. And I had a great conversation with Ben Tier about this too. He's doing a great job. He's doing pretty well. When we do what Ben Tier's doing, I will be happy, right? And that's going to come soon. But all that being said, he's not charging crazy prices. He's not charging, and I'm not saying crazy, meaning anybody who charges these prices are crazy, because it definitely depends on the market that you're in. Some people can charge $40 for a group session with five people. Some people can charge $15 for a group session with 10 people. Like it varies based on the socioeconomic status of where you're from. The thing is, I know we all got into this because we wanted to be able to do this full time. We wanted to be able to do this and have our own facility. We have our own reasons for wanting to train. We always wanted that trainer that we had growing up, or that we didn't have growing up, that could have taught us how to be a better basketball player. We want to be able to instill that wisdom into the kids, the trainees that we have right now, so that they are better than what we were, and they go on to have college scholarships. You impact their lives on and off the court. All that stuff is grand and makes for a better place, for better communities. At the same time, it's hard to do if we don't have the financials in order. And one of the financials that usually are not in order, and it's unfortunate, is one of the most important things, which is paying ourselves. And if you, like Ben Tier mentioned in his interview, which we're going to be posting soon, he mentioned something key, and we kind of ranted on this for about, you know, maybe 3-4 minutes. But we meaning basketball trainers, usually don't pay ourselves. And if you think about the market-based wage, the wages that someone in the same position does, maybe for an adjacent industry or a similar industry, they get paid a certain amount. So if you're doing this full time, it's more than likely that you are the admin assistant. You're doing all the administrative work. It's more than likely that you are also the trainer too. If you are the trainer, you're doing both of those things. You're working a full-time day. There is a certain wage that the market is paying for those services. Now, yes, you have different industries like financial services, you have CrossFit, you have other things where people may pay a higher dollar figure, but the point is, it's the same type of work. And one misconception is you are paying yourself if you just transfer your money from your business bank account to your Venmo, or you pay your personal bills. Like, I used to do the same thing, and I thought, man, I'm covered, I'm good, I'm paying my bills, I'm paying myself. But not really. Paying yourself and paying the bills aren't the same thing. They're really not the same thing. And you'll notice that, and you'll agree once it's time to have some of those other things that are necessary, like, hey, you know, filing your taxes when it's time to try to see what you qualify, when you pre-qualify for a home, and all these other things. People are going to start asking you questions like, what is your personal wage? And if you're just transferring the money to an account rather than having an actual stipend that you receive on a weekly, bi-weekly, monthly basis, then the legitimacy of your business begins to be questioned, and you're not able to access some of the things that maybe you would be able to access should you have a W-2 job somewhere else. All that being said, that part is important. And I don't know, you get hung up on how much you should pay yourself. One thing you can do is look at the market-based wage of the work that you're doing. One thing you can do is to see how much money you actually need to bring in from the basketball training business. There are a few ways that you can determine how much to pay yourself, but one way remains, like, you can't pay yourself more than what you're making, right? I think 20% of the total revenue is a good dollar figure, but everybody has their own metrics and financial ratios there too. But this quick podcast episode is just to say, if you haven't yet, find a way to pay yourself. An easy way, an easier way is via QuickBooks, because you can set yourself up on payroll, make yourself an employee. And I'll have more information on that once I finish talking to my CPA. We're going to move from an LLC to an S Corp, and supposedly there's different tax benefits of that. I am not a CPA, so I am not giving you advice on that. I'm just telling you what I am about to learn. But it is definitely something that I'm glad to share. I will be glad to share, and want to encourage you to consider paying yourself, not just paying the bills, because you do need a business bank account. You do need a personal bank account. You need to have those things separate. And look, if you're not paying yourself, then your numbers are basically a lie. They're a farce. If you're not paying yourself or having your own salary in the financial statement, then your financial statement is not true. And that's the punchline here, because if the financial statement is not true, then you're basically getting false information. It's like being at halftime and thinking that you're out rebounding the other team, but in reality, they're crashing the boards harder than you, and they're winning the battle of the boards. Like, that information is detrimental to you. So make sure you are paying yourself something. It can be small, but the gratification you get from seeing that deposit, that direct deposit, biweekly or whatever time frame you set it up for, it is great. It is so well worth it. So that's my encouragement. Hope you guys are having a great ramp up into the new year, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.